The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Bird's Eye View. Jesse and Mike here, and we got Hankus Pankus over there, who's very, very interested in what's going on today. He's up and active. Oh, excuse me.
Up and active. There I am. And there he is.
Yeah,
we'll be having a bottle shortly.
Well, that's allowed. A bottle this early in the morning. Watch it there. Watch it there. What's going on here?
We're all drinking after last night.
No. Well, I was gonna say I'm fine this morning. I think Mike's still in mourning this morning because of how the Celtics. I mean, you know, you go up 20 in the playoffs and twice, and you think maybe you should win the game.
At least once. At least win one of them.
Yeah. I will say, though, and maybe it's hard for you because obviously you've been on the wrong side of it, but mm-hmm. I've been very grateful because the NBA playoffs have been spectacular so far. You know, we've had lots of game winners, had lots of close games.
It's been
games.
Fun, yeah. Yeah, there's been a lot of fun watching
other
series.
Teams.
Watching the Celtics for me is never fun. It's work. It's stressful.
It was very painful last night.
Yeah, like you're just the pit in your stomach. I mean, after last, there is some leniency coming off of last year, I will say. The grace period of like, it'd be nice to win again. But like, yeah, all right. And the problem is that's how the team is also playing and looking and feeling. And you're like, no, like this is not like you're being paid to do this, Joe Mazzulla. stars of the team.
I mean, yeah, if they go down 0-4 to the Knicks.
I had this thought, honestly, probably during the Orlando series when they were like kind of struggling with Orlando. And I was like, oh, my God, like Tatum's not the best player. Like. Paolo Banchero is the best player in the series.
Your
I did not expect that coming
line
in.
Possible was Steve Kerr was right.
I was out.
like
this is the last night. Yeah,
yeah, Steve Kerr was right. Yeah.
But so I have this fear now that I'm like, okay, because like if you're going through general NBA playoffs and you're like, oh, best player generally win, you know that the general consensus would be that did not happen last year. The general consensus is that Luka would be the best player in the finals last year.
I mean,
Celtics
like,
won; they had the better team.
In a cosmic sense, yes, Luka mm-hmm. did not play like the best player.
No. Yes,
Jaylen Brown.
But so now my concern is, like, I don't really want to put this out there, but could this Celtics team just be the Detroit Pistons of now? The 05, you know, whatever,
no,
04,
no,
05
no,
Pistons.
No. They're way too good. They're way too good.
You think that? They're down 0-2 to the Knicks at home.
Yeah.
They struggled to beat Orlando. They struggled to beat Orlando 7-2.
what's most shocking to me, and this is because, and like, I say this, and you and mm-hmm. I have covered between a several hundred high school basketball games.
Sure.
You know, when your team is like, 5 of 30 from three in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say of the 22 high school basketball coaches in this county, at least 20, if not all 22 of them, would at halftime say, "All right, guys, stop taking mm-hmm. three pointers. Drive to the basket."
But
to the basket, and the Celtics, Joe Mazzulla, who's being paid millions of dollars, doesn't seem to be able to reinforce that notion.
He has no. There's no alter. There's no adapting. And the biggest problem with that is like that's fine if you need to shoot yourself back into the game. They're
but
up
they
20.
Can't.
They're 5 of 30. They're up 20. So you don't need threes. They didn't need threes. They were up 5. They're still jacking threes. You don't need them.
But also,
you're winning.
Like
you're still
no,
winning the
you,
game.
You don't. Like, if your shot isn't falling, you can't shoot yourself back. Just get a layup.
Which is wild.
Just get a layup.
Literally, everything we're saying right now is exactly what Jaylen Brown said at the podium after game one.
Yes.
Post-game presser.
So
oh, we
knows,
can't do
he
this.
He knows what the problem
we can't,
is.
We can't, you know, fall back and settle for the threes. And then game two, look who's settling for terrible threes and bricking them. Jaylen Brown. Supposedly the smart one. Harvard. All this stuff.
Well,
killing
I've been,
me, man.
I feel very lucky. I saw Aaron Gordon's alley-oop dunk game winner live. I was in bed. The lights were off. Let me just see what the game one
weird setup.
Yeah. No, I was like, I need to go to bed on time because I've been up till like 1 o'clock watching these, you know, the West Coast games,
sure.
And I need to see Nuggets. OKC, let me just check the score. And then I see it's like a 4-point game with 2 minutes left or whatever. I'm like, So I download the TNT app on my phone. I don't even log in.
That's how they get you.
You get like the free, like a free 10 minutes. So I watch like 7.5 minutes of real time or whatever. And I see Aaron Gordon hit the game winning three crazy stuff.
What timing?
So yeah, no, I just felt lucky. I'm like, this is awesome. Not this bad. Is great stuff. Yeah.
No, I felt so strongly that a statement needed to be made. I'm wearing a Washington Mystics shirt. Right
you
now.
Needed to change up the vibes?
I needed to change the vibes, so I threw on the OG Caitlin Clark, Elena Del Don jersey, and now the Celtics need to know, you know, this is unacceptable.
They're losing your business.
I will wear a Washington Mystics shirt today.
A different sport, different league.
Essentially, yes. Yeah. It wasn't fun. It's no fun right now. They hit a point where I didn't want, like, Monday especially, they just hit a point where I was like, I don't want them to win. Like, when they were like, because, I mean, both games were decided by, what, 3 points, something like that?
Last night was 1 point. The first other one went to overtime.
So I'm watching, I'm like, and when it got to overtime, I was like, I almost don't want them to win it. Like, they don't deserve to win this. They're playing like garbage. They're acting like garbage. They're doing the hack. Mitchell Robinson, like in the second quarter of games, and I'm like, this is what loser teams do. Like, you are by far a better team. Why are you playing like that? Why are you playing these games? Why are you blank footing around here?
Yeah. Well,
I hate it.
Well, we'll move on from that. Anyway. Well, I needed to give Mike a little catharsis there.
Oh, it was tough. It was tough drive. Yeah, so I was at a boys lacrosse game yesterday. Got back and started writing my story. And
Mike's like, I'm not going to make deadline.
My attention was pulled all different ways. We were talking, like, on the sidelines. Somebody had said that, I think he's like, end of the first quarter, Celtics up. One of the dads, Celtics up like 12 or whatever in the first quarter. I was like, oh, great. All right. I felt confident that they were going to blow them out today. This was like exact verbatim. I was like, I felt confident they were going to blow them out today. So I felt like I could come here to this 6 o'clock lacrosse game, which, you know, could have been played at 4 o'clock. But
hey, if it was going to be played at 7.
Well.
But you did see a good one. Hoosick Lennox, Boys Latch, yeah. Which has generally decided Western Mass Class C the last few years. And
yeah,
Hoosick,
so
now
what, Lennox won back-to-back.
Lennox won back-to-back, then Hoosick beat Lennox last year.
Is that all
year.
There's been? Is
that's
this
all
year
there,
four?
In the new system? Yeah, this is year four. So in the new system, that's all there's been.
Yeah, so this winds up being Hoosick's fourth straight win over Lennox. So they've swept the season series. They won the Western Mass title against them last year, and they won the second matchup last year. Whether you want to refer to it as a torch passing or something, it's pretty clear that Hoosick is in the, you know, pole position, long pole position. Hey. and they just seem, I don't want to say tougher, because this was a... both sides were kind of throwing bodies. Kitson Stover is a absolute tank. I'm more used to seeing him on skis, but the man can play a contact sport. His go-ahead goal that made it 4-3 before halftime was just like Hoosick bodies bouncing off of him, hitting the dirt. He loses the ball, bends over, picks it up, knocks over another guy, and then kind of lofts a ball that went in somehow and got drilled and lost his stick in the process, so he's celebrating without a stick.
Although I will say, Moosa Thompson is still a different. Moosa, he is large.
It wasn't quite that level of. Yeah. Moosa's definitely, I think, probably quicker just on his feet, too.
Well, when I talked to Moosa after McCann beat Granby, and I'm like, what, you know, how'd you get so many? And he's like, yeah, they were just like stick checking me, and I'm going to run through that all day. And he said this like shirtless. And,
happily.
You know, yeah, he's just, yeah. Chris is over, very good.
Yeah. Speaking of McCann, so they had given, this is the second time I saw Hoosick in a weekish span. And they were down to McCann at halftime. They're down to Lennox at halftime. Both kind of rivally, you know, programs, so to speak. And wind up winning both games, which is very impressive. And the thing I think is super just, you know, beneficial to Hoosick versus those other two teams is just they are, I believe, more built defensively on out. If you look at that Hoosick defense, it is, I believe, like all seniors. Griffin Mucci, David Decker, Joe and Isaac Campbell. And they are all like just high level athletes. And if you flip that, Lennox, I think, probably has the best goalie I've maybe ever seen playing boys lacrosse.
I don't know about that, but Jeffrey Larman is very good.
I'm not a super boys lacrosse experienced person, but he made some plays last night. I was like, wow, okay. I didn't even know, honestly, rules-wise, that you could do the things that he was doing, where he came out and checked Owen Taylor, who may be the best player in Western Mass. And
certainly the best.
But it's but you look at Lennox, and they're kind of built like, okay, we need to get the ball to Gamberoni. He's got to sprint through three guys around, get the ball to Stover, get the ball to one of their other kind of attackers, or score himself. And I think Hoosick is just built so they shut out Lennox in the second half last night, which I don't think happens all that often.
Yeah, I mean, when they I agree, like, because I saw their first game, and it very much felt like a repeat of the game that I saw them when Hoosick won, which, A, Hoosick coach Jacob Anderson Hall was like, yeah, we start slow. I don't know why we start slow every first quarter is not great. Mm-hmm. And that seemed like a lot of what was going on with your game.
Yes, Joe Campbell said after the game, like, our offense tends to start kind of slow, so we know we got to hold it down. And Hoosick itself was shut out, and nobody scored in the third quarter. We get to the fourth quarter. Hoosick scores three goals in the last 8.5 minutes to win the game. Lennox shut out, and so it was 4-3 at halftime, winds up being 6-3 game. 4-3 at the start of the fourth quarter as well.
Well, and so the other thing is just that Hoosick, because they have Owen Taylor, they are so good in the faceoff circle. And so I think a lot of teams just can't get the ball, and that's what's made a big difference.
Yeah, they can definitely they can play the low-scoring games like that, where one of the things the Lennox coach Dave Hilfinger said after, like, I keep telling you guys, we can't win games scoring 4, 5, 6 goals. We need to score more. Hoosick, I think, is a little more comfortable playing that style, playing a high score. They could play kind of multiple different ways because they have some attackers. Big thing about the McCann game, I didn't even realize watching it, was that I knew Jaden Tatcher was on the bench. He was hurt. I didn't realize that he was so important offense.
No, he's very important to their offense. Yeah. He stepped up from where his brother left off.
Yeah, so he had 4 goals last night, and it seemed like, so he had 2 early, and then to go up actually 3-1 for Hoosick. And then Jeffrey Larman, the Lennox goalie, kind of seemed to figure him out and was just kind of swallowing him up. Tatro is a lefty, left shot, so he kind of comes off that post, and Larman was kind of just meeting him a little further out, not letting him shoot the ball at all with his big net. And according to Tatro, he kind of got the ball away from him a bit, and that opened him up a little bit. He winds up scoring 2 goals in the fourth quarter to the game tying and go ahead game winning goal. Come off of his stick. So he didn't play in that McCann comeback. So that's like, okay, McCann was nice. You look at, maybe that'll be a first round Western Mass matchup. Lennox Hoosick would probably be a second round matchup because it's 1-2, I believe. We saw, I think last time we checked, McCann was 4.
Let's see. Give me a second. Class C. McCann is currently the 3 seed, actually.
They
leapfrog Granby. So it'd be, yeah, McCann at Lennox.
Okay, so
Granby,
there's still some stuff to shake out there, but we are looking at those 3 teams as being kind of in the mix for what'll come out whenever that is. I feel like it changes every year when that is. But generally, it's at
McCann
BCC.
Lacrosse fan.
He's a big McCann. McCann was fun to watch as well. That just worries me, though, that Tatra didn't play in that game, and
if
McCann
he does,
was
it's
still
a different story.
Yeah, like you would imagine. But
no, Tatra, like, because when I saw them play Lennox the first time, it was Kamari Kastner who had the big day. I think he had like 4 goals. Mm-hmm. But Tatra had 2 goals and 2 assists, and he kind of helped make the offense flow. So yeah, no,
they got a lot of guys who can score.
Yeah, Hoosick, I think, should very much be in the front runner seat for the Western Mass to defend their title. We'll see if they can stay inside, the top 32 in states. Right now they're on the road, but
I will say, second straight time I go, and so the McCann game, the lead of a story I wrote was Jacob Anderson Hall, the coach, like really laying, generally a reserved guy, very, I would say, almost polite on the sidelines with referees and everything, and constantly having his rather fiery players calm down. Once again, was lighting into his team at halftime when they were down at Lennox this time around, and I was like, I can't rerun that that lead, and I'm like, maybe he's a little more loud than I gave him credit for in that first story. But he once again lit a fire under his team, and another comeback win. Husek now 12-1.
Yeah, good start to the season. We'll good start to this broadcast. We will be back shortly, so stick with us here on WTBR and WSBR.
You put your keys between your knuckles. Someone approaches you and you cross to the other side of the street. You lock the door behind you, maybe twice. Now you feel safe. You think you've made the right choices to protect yourself. Think again. Because if you're not eating right, if you're not active, or if you smoke, you're putting yourself at risk for disease. Learn to protect yourself from yourself at everydaychoices.org. A message from the American Cancer Society, American Diabetes Association, American Heart Association, and the Ad Council.
At Pittsfield Community Television, we have a saying: anyone can learn to create television. With the support of trained production staff, we can teach you how to professionally operate a camcorder, use editing software to tell a story, work as a team in a production studio, and take those skills into the community. If you've been curious as to how video production works, we'd love to have you as a member. Visit us online at pittsfieldtv.org or call us at 445-4234 for more information.
Welcome back, folks, to the Bird's Eye View here on 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. I'm Jesse, and Mike's over there. He's standing now. Had to get the power pose out.
Got to burp. Burp the baby.
Got to burp the baby. so if you hear the rhythmic thumping, that's supposed to be there.
Smooth Criminal. That's what I'm going for. Right now.
That's right. Yeah. Burp him to.
It's a rock station generally, right?
can you burp him to Gangster's Paradise?
Ooh, it's a little slow.
That's what, you know. I wasn't gonna say something super fast.
Yeah.
I don't know if that will like.
It's a new one. I haven't learned to say. I sing them Rainbow Connection. Return to Pooh Corner. It's called. I haven't tried the Gangster's Paradise. Maybe I'll give that. Coolio a chance.
Give Coolio a chance. So anyway, folks, we were talking about boys lacrosse in the first half, as well as a little basketball. In the second half, just briefly update, folks, because the Western Mass rankings were updated on Tuesday. They'll be updated again tomorrow. So take everything with a grain of salt. But Pittsfield baseball is the number one seed in Western Mass in Class B. They're the reigning champs. They're looking to defend their crown.
Okay, so they went down,
two.
And now they're back up?
No, they went down in states. So in the state ranking.
Oh, sorry, we're doing Western Mass.
Western Mass, they're still comfortably number one there. Two points ahead of Taconic. That's huge. But Taconic, though, moves up to number three. So that's a good jump for Taconic.
We should mention they play today.
and they play, right, and Pittsfield and Taconic play today. The first game, Pittsfield was up comfortably. Taconic came back and forced not just an eighth inning, not just a ninth inning, not just a tenth inning, but 11 innings. Pittsfield, I believe, was up like 7-3 at one point, and Taconic came back to tie it 7-7. And so, yeah, they needed 11 innings, four extra innings, and
Unlike the Knicks, Taconic couldn't finish the job.
Mike's still bitter about the Celtics. So, anyway, the game two is today at Clapp Park. That should be an excellent game. But Pittsfield and Taconic, the top two seeds in Class B. Monument is the four seed, and Wakona is... unfortunately, it looks like they're going to be on the outside looking in. Hampshire has a negative 0.9 rating. Wakona is a negative 2 rating, so they're a full point behind. Yeah. So we'll see if they can have a strong close to the season.
Tough Western Mass year for Wakona. Boys basketball missed the tournament or two, right?
No, they made it.
Western Mass? I think they missed it, yeah.
They played consolation games. In Class C, Drury Baseball is still the one seed. They're still comfortably the one seed. I don't think that will really change. Lennox is the 5 seed, and then McCann is the 8 seed. And they kind of need to be careful because 6 is half point behind. So they have a good lead, but not insurmountable. McCann, tough loss to Drury yesterday. Connor Hinkle was clearly just in another world. He had 18 strikeouts in that game, set a school record for most strikeouts in a game. Drury won 9-2. It just was complete dominance from Hinkle. Pitched the whole game. McCann will see how they can close out the season, but Drury looking very good. Mm-hmm. They were the one seed in Division 5 in the state tournament. Then they lost one and had a couple of rough games, just games where they didn't perform quite as well, and so they lost their top spot. They're currently 3. Mm-hmm. English is the number one seed, and Pioneer Valley is the number 2 seed. But Drury's, of course, 3 seed, so that's still pretty darn good. We'll see how they can bounce back, but they are the one
playing at Pioneer Valley later today as well. So
right, that's a huge game as well, because Pioneer Valley is the number one seed in Class D as well. Mm-hmm. Mount Everett is the 3 seed. Mount Everett is should be pretty comfortable there, but they do have a nice game against Lennox today, albeit that, and that should be pretty important. Lennox is coming off a nice win, and will be instructive for both teams as they look to make some Western Mass and state runs. Mount Everett is the 8 seed in states, so you know they should be real. They have lots of arms. They're a good fielding team. Mm-hmm. And we'll see how they can do against the end of their season schedule. In softball, Pittsfield has had just a wild last year. It's broken my
bizarre.
Brain.
It's bizarre, broke.
So, like,
yeah.
Last week,
run here.
They beat Hoosick Valley. Huge win. All right, great. On Saturday, they played Greenfield at home. That game was supposed to be earlier in the season and got rained out. So they play Greenfield at home. And Greenfield, for the uninitiated, has won, I think, 3 straight Western Mass Class C championships in softball. Mm-hmm. In 2022, they won the state championship in Division 5. In 2023, they won the state championship in Division 5. In 2024, they were the 1 seed, and they got upset in the quarterfinals by the team they had beat the year prior in the quarterfinals, who knew them very well. And so Greenfield is one of the best programs in the state, period. They have an excellent pitcher. And Pittsfield lost 1-0. You know, so it's like they gave Greenfield everything
they
could handle, whatever. And so on Tuesday, at home, they played a solid but not spectacular Agawam team. And no show. They did. They lost 18-6 at home. It wasn't even that close.
A game they wish got rained out.
A game they wish got rained out.
With everything else.
Yeah.
On the day. Yeah.
And so that was Tuesday. Wednesday, they have to go to Westfield, which has been the preeminent program in Western Mass over the last 5 years. Won a state title in 2022. I think has won 3 straight Class A championships. And they beat Westfield at Westfield. They hadn't beat Westfield since 2019. So this is the first time Brian McDonald, the coach, this is his 3rd season. First time he beats Westfield. Just wild. So that really, I think, like, a season-changing
illustrates
how weird everything is.
Top tipsy-turvy this year has been for them.
But anyway, so Pittsfield, the 3 seed in Class B. Hampshire is 1. Hampshire looks like a state title contender. Frontier is 2. Pittsfield is 3. Taconic is 4. Taconic's basically been 4 the whole way through. Mm-hmm. Wakona is 6, and Monument is 7. Wakona had been 3, and Pittsfield had been 6. They have flip-flopped in the last couple weeks, so we still could potentially have a Pittsfield-Wakona first-round Western Mass matchup, which would be very, very fun.
Just be at PHS instead of Pine Grove.
But yeah, just be at PHS. And Monument Mountain was the 8 seed, and so they were kind of looking a little, they're on the bubble. They move up to the 7 seed, which is nice, gets them a little more comfortably inside. They do still have to finish, they have to close strong just because Pope Francis and Belchertown are both about a half point behind, so it's still, they can still make up that ground. I just confirmed earlier, because it's kind of, Monument has the last regular, this last day of the regular season for Monument is the most brutal thing possible, because they will host Lennox at 2:00, and then at 5:00 that day they will go to Pittsfield to play Pittsfield, which is just like, you know, Lennox is 13-0, and Pittsfield is Pittsfield. Yeah. So just crazy end of season.
Stop at Guido's on the way. Hopefully get a power back up, and yeah.
Yeah. Stop at Marketplace, grab a sandwich, hit the road. In Class C softball, Lennox, I just mentioned, 13-0. They play today, I believe, on the road. They're the 2 seed. Greenfield, like I was just talking about Greenfield, they're the 1 seed. They're well out in front of everyone. Lennox is 2. Drury is 4. McCann is 5. Greylock is 6. They are all basically locked into those spots. So Drury will be at Greenfield, or Drury and McCann will play in the first round, which will be interesting. They will play I think next week at some point, because their second game got rained out, so Drake McCann will play.
I don't know if that one got rescheduled yet or not.
I think it's like next Friday. And then yeah, Greylock is there's a
Thursday. Yeah, Thursday, May 15th. Yep. Jerry yep. McCann.
Jerry McCann, okay. So then in Class D, Hoosick Valley is the 2 seed, Turner's Falls, which is the reigning state champ in D5. Mm-hmm. They're the 1 seed, well out in front. Hoosick, though, nice bounce back win yesterday over Drury. Mm-hmm. It was a close game to start. It was 3-3, then it was 6-3 Hoosick, then it was 7-5 Hoosick. Izzy Tart had there were six home runs in the game yesterday. Olivia Perry for Drury hit 2. Izzy Tart hit 2, including a grand slam that put the dagger in things. And then Rachel Winnuck for Hoosick and Genevieve LeJess for Hoosick also hit homers. So nice bounce back win for Hoosick after, because they lost to Pittsfield and lost to Lennox in 2 straight games.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, we'll see. I feel like there's fewer teams this year in the county on the softball side that are. Like last year, you knew Pittsfield was going to the Final Four. This year, I don't know if anyone's doing that, but it seems like there's more like decent teams. So we'll see how they can do in Western.
Yeah,
Mass.
It's just tough. Small handful of Valley teams, of Hampshire County teams, are just so strong.
Franklin County,
whatever they. Yeah, I don't really know where the breakdown lies, but non-Berkshire/Western Mass teams with Turner's, Greenfield, Hampshire. Frontier, there's a lot of things standing in Berkshire County's way, as good as they are, as good as they may be. you get like Lennox, this is a broken record kind of deal coming off a basketball season where, all right, you're going to be undefeated, you're likely going to be undefeated now. Can you beat the Renaissance right. of softball, which is, I guess, Greenfield for them? Hoosick Valley, it's a little different than basketball.
Your league isn't very good, and you know you have to.
It's the same thing, yeah. Same thing. They pass some tests. They beat Hoosick. They beat Pittsfield. They're passing these tests.
Well, give Lennox is that they have a good propensity for getting up for big games. They'll make a lot of mistakes, but in the big games, they generally play
lock it down
clean. It seems like they always bring the juice. You know, even when they make mistakes, like in the field, they'll hit their way out of it. And that's a great trait to have. They have one more game against Monument, but that's like their only real test left in the season, which will hurt them in the state rankings because it's just going to be really hard for them to move up because their league is not good.
Monument has a negative ranking, yeah.
Yeah.
Monument should
finish the season strong, so like that they'll go up. But yeah, I mean, you know, Gateway isn't, Westfield Tech isn't, like all the other teams, Amherst isn't.
Yeah.
Hank getting a little antsy over there.
He's just grabbing the cord on them on the headphone, which you don't have teeth, so I'm not too worried about it.
Well, you can't swallow it; it's connected somewhere. In any case, yeah. On the baseball side, though, it'll be interesting to see if Pittsfield and Drury can get back to number one. I think because I think they both can absolutely win state titles.
I thought kind of about this about Drury entering. They have two elite level pitchers. They have a very veteran catcher, and plenty of bats. Same can mostly be said about Pittsfield. I don't know if they have such a clearly defined kind of 1-2 with Hinkle and Rylander. We'll see.
But, I mean,
today
Jay
will be
Cody
important
just pitched
for
a complete game win over Westfield,
right? So then they play again today,
right?
Who's going against
pitching.
Taconic? Does whoever goes, you know, whether it's Melly, Hillard, all Borrego. These kind of, you know, who's your solid number two. Maybe you don't need to define that, but it would be nice to know that, okay, if we get stuck in this back-to-back situation, we get stuck playing, you know, Jay Cody can't pitch for another 4 days now.
Right.
What do we look like with someone else on the mound?
Yeah. No, that'll definitely be a big question for Pittsfield. We'll see how they do. Later today, we got about a minute left. The other thing I think I'm interested in is Taconic's offense because they've been working on it, and that's generally been their weak spot. They had a huge offensive day against Wakona. They did not do so well against Pope Francis. And so how they're able to fare, it's often felt like, okay, Eddie Ferris is going to hit a double on a home run. And then everyone else.
Is anyone on base?
Yeah, is anyone on base? Is anyone else going to help out as well? And so, you know, yeah, like they beat Ware 6-4. That's great. They beat Wakona 19-4. That is great, but they lost Pope Francis 6-9. They lost a bunch of games where they didn't put up any runs.
That league is just everybody beating up everybody.
Yeah, no, they're in the best league in Western Mass.
Like, if you look at, they beat West Springfield, they lose to Pope Francis. I believe Pittsfield did the opposite. Or Pittsfield also split with West Springfield.
Yeah. And yeah, they beat Pope Francis.
So it's a tough go of it for Ben Storr's first year, but like I say, yeah, I mean, took Pittsfield to 11 innings. Pittsfield is a state contender.
And we'll see how they do later today. So have a good day, everyone.